From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Almacher. You know, you often hear about the thousands and thousands of college students who graduate every year only to find that there are no jobs available. It's a competitive world, right? Consider, then, the added pressure of a highly specialized field of study, like music. What happens to those graduates? Well, the reality is, there are only a few openings in professional orchestras, so many a young musician is forced to give up the dream of a full-time career in music. But a couple of years ago, Poland's Minister of Culture and National Heritage decided to do something about it. He was tired of seeing entire classes of top-notch musicians leave Poland or take non-musical jobs, so he established Sinfonia Juventus. It's a gathering of the best graduates of music academies all throughout Poland. Juventus is Latin for youth, and the Sinfonia Juventus is young, but by no means unpolished. It's basically the orchestral equivalent of AAA baseball. This is a place for extremely talented individuals to further hone their ensemble skills, to face the pressures of full-time music making, and to explore serious orchestral literature. The band has begun a series of recordings, Sinfonia Juventus and its soloists, with an eye toward chronicling the group's development. Each CD will feature a couple of works for soloist and orchestra, as well as one big orchestral piece. This CD's symphonic offering is Claude Debussy's La Mer. By turns lush, salty, and ominous, La Mer captures these moods with some pretty unusual for its day orchestration. Debussy went really easy on the brass, but heavy on the woodwinds and strings to create a somewhat more transparent and watery seascape. Clarinetist Waldemar Zaroff is the featured soloist throughout this disc, and he brings a light but focused simplicity to the theme and variations by Jean Francais. And an equally gentle reading of Claude Debussy's First Rhapsody. My favorite is the duet concertino by Richard Strauss. Zaroff is joined by bassoonist Alicia Kiryzalska. For much of the piece, Strauss slims down his ensemble and he creates an intimate environment that's well suited for storytelling. As a matter of fact, there is a story attached to the duet concertino. It's a fairy tale about a princess and a bear, who is, of course, really a prince under a curse. The clarinet plays the part of the princess, while the bassoon represents the prince. And things are finally set to rights when the two dance together, at last mingling their voices in a sweet duet. On the subject of mingled voices, one of the exciting things about Sinfonia Juventus is its constantly changing roster of musicians. Each performer is limited to 5 years with the ensemble, which means there will be plenty of room for the next crop of talented conservatory grads. It also means that each year's orchestra will have its own unique sound, a new mingling of voices. To borrow a phrase from yesteryear, these young musicians are crackerjacks, and each new CD promises a surprise in every box. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler.